Gradually, like, God, what exactly must I bring? Because it's not a series, it's just a one-off. And then you live on the place of prayer, and then you keep thinking and thinking and thinking. And then the last few days, we've been in a leadership conference in Winchester. And then you now begin to understand, actually, what I'm about to bring actually makes sense, because you could see the flow of thought where when you were planning, you never even thought about it. And all through this morning, the challenges that have been brought to us is actually aligned to what I'm going to bring this morning, which makes it even more powerful, because when God brings a challenge, he wants us to step out. When Bev read Joshua 1, she spoke about courage this morning. And my challenge today is be bold, be courageous. If you want Jesus in the street, people have got to go and take him to the street. Because when we pray that we want Jesus in the street, and God will commission people to say, go and take me to the street. Let them know who I am. We can pray about it. But God will say, I will send a few of you to go. And we are part of the commission church. The word commission is to be sent. And God wants to send people from here. We belong to a global family of churches. We are part of something bigger and greater. God is calling his people to an adventure. So our text today mirrors what God is calling us into. A faith adventure. And I guess it's the second time I'm preaching about Abraham. Abraham is one character in scripture that I love so much. And I love to really preach about him because he embodies so much for us. And today we're going to look at a journey into becoming. We are together on a mission. And we are on a journey into becoming. Becoming all that God has planned for us. Becoming all the Father desired. So let Abraham's life challenge us this morning to recognize that we are together on a mission for God to see his kingdom, to see his will to be done in our lives, in our street. We want God in the mountains. We want Jesus in our street. And so we pray this morning, Lord, as we go into your word, would you speak to our heart? Would you bring fresh challenge, oh God? Lord, we look at Abraham's life and we just wonder, what a man. What a man. Lord, today we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will help us as we journey into what you've planned for our lives. And we pray this in Jesus' name. So today we're going to look at the journey into becoming. And my text in this is in the book of Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 5. And it should appear on the screen behind me. The Lord has said to Abraham, go from your land, from your relatives, and your father's house, to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessed. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse anyone who treats you with contempt, and with all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So Abraham went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he left Haran. He took his wife, Sarai, his nephew, Lot, and all the possessions they had accumulated and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan when they came to the land of Canaan. What a word. And I just want to quickly talk about three things this morning. That God still speaks to us. And God still calls us. And when God calls us, he calls us into a faith adventure. God still speaks to us. God still calls. And when he does, it calls us on a faith adventure. Now my first point, God speaks. Now in verse 1, the Bible says, the Lord said to Abraham. Now the Lord has said to Abraham, leave your father's. Leave your relative unto a land I will show you. Oh, to hear the voice of the Lord. Every faith adventure starts with the word of the Lord. What has God said? God told Abraham to do something. The word of the Lord came unto him. And this is a starting point for every journey in faith. We need to hear God's voice. We need to hear God's word. And we have the Bible as an anchor. The Bible says that your word is a lamp unto my feet, a light to my path. So when we know God's word, it brings direction. It brings wisdom to our lives. The first thing that happened to Abraham was God spoke to him. And today, God still speaks to us. He speaks to us through his word. In the Hebrews 1 says that in sundries and God spoke to us in diverse ways. But in the last days, he is speaking to us through his son. And the son is the word. In John 1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So the starting point for every faith adventure has got to be from God's word. What has God said to us? What is God saying to us? You know, when I was planning this, I looked at everyone in this place came from somewhere. Obviously. You didn't come from heaven. You know, I teach, and sometimes my student asks me some very funny questions. Sir, where are you from? I say, I'm from heaven. Really? How did you get here? I'm like, well, I just jumped down. You know, so we all have come from somewhere. And my point is this. 9 years ago, there was nothing called Christchurch Fair. 9 years ago, this was a dream. 9, 10 years ago, you guys were in different places. You were in different churches. Somebody crazy in Watford, God spoke to him and said, come to Fareham. And then he went to Portsmouth and said, God spoke to him. And then that became a journey. Now, if you speak to Duncan, there were prophetic words in the process. That when God speaks, he wants us to act on the word. Look at where we are today. We are here today because somebody decided to follow God's word. God speaks to us today. And I sense in this spirit that God will be speaking to some of you today because this is not the final destination. There's just so much more that God wants us to achieve as a people. And so we rely on prophetic words. We rely on scriptures. Because we know in Matthew 28, it said, go into the world and make disciples of all nations. So we know that we are called. Romans 10 talks about we being a people called to go. So every faith adventure starts with the word of the Lord. Oh, we love prophetic words. In fact, all through the last few days at the conference, you know, there were a lot of prophetic words to people. There were things that have been said in the past. And people came forward to say, oh, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, God spoke to us to launch out. And look at where we are today. Because we obeyed God's word. As a church, we cannot afford to move by what we think, but by what he says. We have to rely on the word of the Lord. Has God spoken to you before? What have you done with it? We see this was perhaps not the first time that God spoke to Abraham. Because if you have the different verse, the different translation, the word had was you. The Lord had said to Abraham, get out of your father's house. And Stephen helped us to understand this. If you check Acts 7, you know, Stephen began to talk about what happened to Abraham. He said, the father of the Lord of glory appeared to our father, Abraham, in Mesopotamia. Now, Abraham was in Haran when Genesis 12 was written. But actually, we know that the first time God spoke to him was not in Haran, was in Mesopotamia, which means God had spoken to him before. And then probably moved from there to Haran, and he kind of said to there. And God came again, get out of your father's house, unto a land I will show you. And in verse 4, the Bible says, and Abraham obeyed, and he took off. So if God has spoken to you before, God is speaking to you again today. And he's saying that I want you to obey my voice. I will come to that very shortly. In spite of Abraham's partial obedience, that did not move God. God still speaks. And we have Hebrews 4 verse 7 that today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. God still speaks to us today. And what a joy to know that he speaks to us. I remember when I was on campus doing my bachelor's degree. I remember we had lots of time. I was in my late teens, early 20s. And we're just crazy for God. We just pray and we just do things. And I remember somebody said to me, Dyer, God will take you to the nations. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. I was just minding my business. I was just praying and doing my thing. And living in Nigeria was never a thought of mine. I had friends there. There was this wild dream about going to the Yankee. We call it the U.S., you know, in Nigeria. We said, oh, I'm going to the Yankee. I want to just go to the U.S., the home of the brave, the land of the free. I want to enjoy myself. And so it was a dream for everyone to go to the home of the brave, the land of the free. And I'm like, I'm okay where I am. I'm fine. And when I got to campus, I remember this prophetic word that came to me. And I remember one time ago I was praying. That was about 2004, 5. And I saw a harbor. And I saw something like the Spinnaker Tower. I didn't know anything about it because I'd never been to Portsmouth. And then 2006, I was going to my place of work. And then I just passed by somewhere and I saw this banner. If you want to know about Portsmouth in Nigeria, in Lagos. I'm like, what are the odds? I didn't think about it. I walked in. And then one thing led to another. I came to do my master's in Portsmouth University. And the first place I landed was where? Where do you think I landed? Portsmouth Harbor. And I looked up and I remembered years that God has said, things they have said to me I have forgotten about. And then it made all sense. I didn't push it, but God brought me here. And I look at my life from there till now, and you just cannot help but know that God's, when God leads you, he leads you in the right path. And when God spoke to Abraham, you know what he said to him? He said, get out onto a land I will show you. When God spoke to me, I didn't even know anything about it. And then when I see myself here today, I can remember what God said. So when you have a prophetic word, just write it down. Hold on to it. It's not for you to determine the season it will be fulfilled. It's for God. Because when God speaks, he honors his word. And when I look back and look at what God has said in the past, I cannot help but be more humble. I said, God, how? How did I get to this place today? How is it possible that a young man from Lagos will be an elder in a church in Pharaoh? It can only be God. It can only be his will. And God still calls today. And so for me, I came to the master's degree, but I know that beyond a master's degree, beyond being a science teacher, beyond all that, there's a higher call on my life. It wasn't about having a degree. That's why I came here. It's not about having a wife and kids and have a house and have a car and I can show off. Oh, look at how I've made it in the UK. Hallelujah. There's something much more. Something far greater. And that is to a land that will show you that God's name will be glorified. And so guys, the reason why you are here is beyond anything material. It's beyond anything that you can comprehend. There's something much more. And now in my life, I'm saying, God, there's something much more I'm looking for. I'm looking to serve your purpose. I'm looking to be the man that you want me to be. I want to just serve you beyond anything material. And that is where God still calls us today. And the first call he does is a call to salvation. And here am I. The first call is a call to salvation. In 1 Peter 2:9, the Bible says that you are a chosen race, a holy priesthood, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his possession, so you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. The first call is a call to salvation. And if you're here this morning, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The first thing he does is to call you to salvation. So we have been called out of darkness into light. And so today I want to urge you, if you're not a child of God yet, if you've not given your heart to Jesus, this is a beautiful moment. Hebrews 4:7 said, do not harden your heart. Do not harden your heart. If you have not declared Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that's the first call. It's a call to salvation. To call to be saved. John 1:12 says, for as many that received him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believed on his name. So the first thing it does is to call us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So I want to urge you today to give your heart to Jesus. Because it's only those that have been called out of darkness, those are the ones he called to be a witness. You cannot be a witness if you have not been called out of darkness. Because the only way you can be a witness is that you must have been called out of darkness. And so he called us out of darkness so we can be a witness. A witness wherever we go. In the last few weeks, we've spoken about the manifestation of the Spirit. We've talked about the charismatic series. And our text was 1 Corinthians 12. It's given for the profiting of everyone. So we are called to be a witness. So we are called to be a witness. And that's the reason why we have received the manifestation of the Spirit. That Jesus may be glorified in our lives. So does your life glorify God? Or does it bring glory to yourself? So everyone here, we know that God has gifted us. And we also know in Ephesians 2, I think verse 10, the Bible says that we are his workmanship. We are created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which he has prepared that we should walk in them. Which means that everyone in this place, God has prepared something for you and for your life, that you should walk in those things. And it's our duty, it's our job to say, God, what would you have me to do? Lord, where will you have me to go? Lord, may I never go where you have not sent me. May I not do what you have never asked me not to do. Lord, my life must align with your will and your purpose, oh God. Lord, I will not take a step out of your plans for my life. Lord, anytime, and this is me praying in my closet, this is what I pray. Lord, anytime, Lord, I will do what will not honor you. Lord, please send men to stop me. Lord, I refuse, Lord, to take a step you have not sanctioned. Lord, I will not go in my own whims and caprices. Lord, I will not do anything out of your plan for my life. Jesus got to that point in his life. He said, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass over me. He was so desperate to be out of God's will. But you know what he said? Nevertheless, not my will, but your will. Do you ever get to a point in your life you say, nevertheless, oh God, not my will, but your will. Not my will, oh God, but your will to be done in my life. You know, when you read this kind of text, you think, you know, sometimes it's if you're there to see Abraham's journey, I think it would be very helpful. Because you read this kind of text, the Lord said to Abraham, go from your land. And then Abraham just went. And it feels like, wow, can you imagine? If I take Pete for example, can you imagine the Pete just wakes up in the morning and then God just spoke to him. And then says to Jelly, God just said to me, go. And then you just wake up in the morning and then you just take your bag and then you start going. And then you ask, where are you going? I don't know. Are you crazy? Because Abraham just stood up and left. Where are you going? Nowhere. How are you going to get there? I don't know. What? Are you crazy? People would think you're crazy. Yeah, because like, it doesn't make sense. There's no GPS, there's nothing. And you just stand up and then you keep going. And they say, where are you going? Nowhere. How you get there? I don't know. And I just, that guy's crazy. I mean, this is what happened to Abraham. But do you know what? It is not about where you're going. It is about who has asked you to go. It was the Lord that said to you, leave your father's house. And for me, that's enough. When God tells us to do something, that is where the adventure starts. And that's my last point. Faith, adventure, and obedience. Oh, guys, there's so much more. You know, I love Jeff and Laura because these guys are crazy. In a good way. Because they've been in different places. They've been on a faith adventure. And you look at where they've been in different places and they keep trusting the Lord. And then they're here today. Who knows where they'll be tomorrow? But I'm sure if you ask both of them if they would trade this for anything, I'm sure they would say, no, never. Guys, let's not play life safe. I think for a lot of people who play life safe, I mean, I remember when I left Lagos and I was coming. In fact, my story was even, I mean, this is the first time I'm sharing some of my stories. I got a job in the bank and I had submitted my passport to the High Commission. And it was a very good salary. I'm being honest. If I got that salary before I sent my passport, I would take my passport back. Because I would say, no, I'm not going to let this massive. The package was so good. But I had submitted my passport to the High Commission. And I remember going back to my room and I knelt down. I said, God, I'm choosing the known. I'm choosing the unknown for the known. I know that this is good because they've given me a good package. And Lord, I'm going to a place where I have to pay my fees. I don't even have enough funds to do that. I have to trust my parents to help me because I had to pay, I think it was like £10,000 for my tuition fees then. And I had no access to maintenance funds. I had no access to tuition fee loan. And I was going into debt. And on one hand, I had convenience on this side. And I had to choose between convenience and this. And then I knew if God had given me that job before I did my application, I knew myself I would not go this way. Because I would rather choose comfort that inconvenience. And friends, When I say inconvenient, I remember, I mean, Richard, Jeff knows, and a few of you would know Richard if you were in Portsmouth. I remember there was a time where I couldn't pay my fees. And I had to leave where I was. And I had no place to sleep for a night. And I was there, like, where do I go, Lord? What do I do? And I remember, I would never forget till today. God spoke to somebody from nowhere and said to Richard, I have a room available. Can you ask Dyer to come and sleep? And I was there for 3 months, didn't pay a single rent. And I remember when I had to finish paying my fees and I didn't have money, I said, God, you brought me here for a reason. I don't know what's going to happen. Somebody just from nowhere just sent me, I think it was like £2,000 then. Just said, he said, God spoke to me to speak to, you know, God spoke to me and said, get this money to Dyer. I don't know why. It was like someone, God was moving the person. And then I got the money. And I remember another time where we had to pay our rent and there was not enough funds. And I remember I was going to my Barton Center in Portsmouth and I was coming back and I was pressed. I think I've shared this story before. I was pressed. And the only place I could go was a tax office, you know, for comfort. And I'm like, well, what have I got to lose? They take my money anyway, so I can as well use their convenience, you know, for free. So I'm like, so I just went to the tax office. I said, what do you want? I said, I don't want you. I just want to use the toilet and go. He said, and then look, this guy is weird. I just went in. I said, what do I tell them when I come back? So I went back. I said, okay, by the way, where is the tax office? He said, it's upstairs. So I went there, sat down. And the guy said, ah, we've been looking for you. I'm like, I was so scared. I'm like, looking for me. Looking for me. And then he said, do you actually know that you have actually been looking for you because we think we owe you some money? I'm like, okay. And then exactly what we needed to pay our rent was what they gave me on that day. Faith adventure. Oh, I'm so happy I didn't choose convenience. Because you know what? You know what David said? He said, I've been young. He said, now I am old. You know what? He said, I have never seen the righteous forsake. You see, I've got to a place in my life where money doesn't bother me. Not because I have enough of it. I've learned to trust him. I've learned to believe him because I know he looks after me. And so when God asked Abraham to leave his father's house, Abraham knew God would look after him. And so if God has called you into something, trust him. If God has called you to the nations, if you feel like you have a call of God on your life, trust him. Don't choose convenience. It's convenient. But life is too short to be convenient about it. It's too short. Enjoy life. Take a faith adventure. If you feel like you want to, I don't know, maybe somebody like, oh, maybe I should write a book, I should do something. Do it. Do it. Have adventure. Don't play safe. Let's enjoy life together as a people. One day we'll plan. Jason is going to Chelsea. It's an adventure for them. One day we'll plant churches from Ferrum to Gosport to anywhere. It's an adventure. We will get there. Someone say amen. Amen. We will get there. It's an adventure, guys. We will not play safe. We will not play safe. That's why we need men and women to rise up, to say, yes, we want to go. We will play safe. No, I don't want to be in a church that we play safe. No, that's not good. I want to be on an adventure. Yeah, we'll go to it. Okay, let's say we go to the gospel. Where are we going? We don't know. When? We don't know. But we know who is sending us. His name is Jesus. And when God backs a man, that is all we need. That's all we need. That's all we need. So we desire to be a church that brings people together. And we don't expect everybody to be here in a few years' time. If we are here in a few years' time, then we have not done something to you guys. I'm telling you the truth. Because some of you have to go. We will push you out of the door. Get out, go! Go, you've had enough. You've listened and listened. What have you done with it? Don't be convenient. Go! No, I wouldn't do that. I'm just joking. But in all seriousness, great things happen when we take adventures. God moves in a mighty way, in a powerful way, when we take adventure. And I'm excited for the next adventure, what God will bring to us. For some of you, it could just be to step out, maybe go out to your friends, share the gospel with them. For some of you, it can be social media, just post something about Jesus, because you're always afraid to share, because you know what people will say. They will think, oh, this guy is crazy. And they know that in my school now, like, in fact, I'm inviting them for International Sunday, you know, so they know who I am, so it's good. So I'm not afraid to share who I am to people now, because I know this is who I am, this is who I want to be. So let's be a church that don't play safe. We'll be a church here. We'll take risks for Jesus. We will go all out for him. We don't care if we have all the answers, because we don't need to have all the answers. Abraham did not. And guess where he ended? The father of nations. Friends, look, Christ Church Fairham is on the map. God is doing great things in this church. In fact, Duncan didn't tell you, he was on the big stage during the leadership conference. Yeah, I said, oh, praise God. Who knows? God would just, well, let's not say much. You just never know. You just never know. You just never know. Nobody knows if we'll be here in 5 years' time together. But the key is that we will not stay here. We will stay here. And this is where I want us to end today. I want people to be here. If you have been here all your life, you need to move from here to there. It sounds like it's just there to there. But you get what I mean. We can't play safe anymore, guys. If God is leading you, speak to us. We'll pray with you. We will stay by you. But we've got to go. We've got to go. And so I want us to just respond to this word. I want us to be like Abraham, to go on a faith journey, to be obedient to the will of the Father. Just, Lord, I surrender to your will. Let it never be about my will, but let your will be done. If you're not saved in this place, it's a call to salvation. You say, Lord, I want to be saved. I want to know you as my Lord and Savior. If I can just get the band to come. And there's a prayer. I think the next, last slide. And there are two ways I wanted to respond to this. Firstly, I just wanted to respond corporately as a people. And I wanted to have some time to just pray individually. And afterward, I would make two or three responses. And I just want people to be here. And we'll get to that point. But can we just spend it? If you feel that, Lord, I don't want to be here. I want to be here. You can please rise. So if you want to say, God, I don't want to play convenience anymore. Lord, I want to go for you. Let's rise together. Let's rise together. And there are things on the screen